So we now know that the secret drones over New Jersey and New York, we know they're U.S. military drones. They look like part of the Naval Warfare Drone Unit or Division, whatever it's called. So they're launched from ships. Okay, it's almost exactly what I was saying. I thought they were launched from submersible vessels, which still could turn out to be the case, but they're naval drones, okay? So the Navy uses them to go onto land or go over land and conduct surveillance, maybe drop weapons, who knows what. Soak up comms or whatever they can do. So these are U.S. government weapons. Now, here's the question. Why did the Pentagon not tell lawmakers or law enforcement or anybody else, even, you know, congressmen, why did the Pentagon not tell anybody that these are U.S. Navy drones that are flying around terrorizing the people of New Jersey and New York? Why? There's only one answer to that. They don't want you to know they have these weapons. And why do they not want you to know that they have these weapons? Well, there are a couple answers to that secondary question. One, they could be planning to use them to carry out a false flag attack that's blamed on somebody else, like Iran. Or secondly, they plan to deploy them against the American people, and they don't want the American people to know their own government is attacking them. So then that brings up the obvious question, how could these be weaponized against the American people? Well, and that becomes kind of a self-answering question, it seems. They can drop aerosolized contact poisons to simulate a pandemic. So they can fly over a high-density urban area. They can disperse, even at night or early in the morning, 4 a.m., 5 a.m., they can disperse contact poisons all over the city. Everybody wakes up. They go outside. I mean, they, you know, get in the car. They get on public transportation, whatever. Go out grocery shopping. They all start getting sick with symptoms that the media says are, you know, Ebola or whatever, West Nile virus part two, or Zika, you know, all of a sudden it's like, everybody be afraid. We have another pandemic. It's out of control. And they tell everybody to go to the hospital. We have vaccines ready for you. And you're wondering, like, how do they have vaccines ready the very next day? That's suspicious, but nobody will focus on that because they'll be so panicked. All the logic and reason will be thrown out the window. So people will rush in to get vaccinated, and the vaccines will be the euthanasia shots. See how it works? Very simple. Drone drops the poison. Poison creates the symptoms. Symptoms send people into the hospitals. The media amps up the fear. People take the death shots. And boom, that's how you can wipe out people all over the country. And you didn't even have to poison them all. All you had to do was scare them all. That's a very likely deployment of this technology. Not 100% that's going to be what they do, but it's one of the likely scenarios. There are others. They could deploy dirty bomb material. They could literally just, you know, blow up as dirty bombs over cities and blame it on North Korea or whoever. Blame it on Iran. It seems very likely they're going to try something to be blamed on Iran because they need a justification to attack Iran. The Trump administration is already talking about, hey, we need to preemptively strike Iran's nuclear facilities in order to stop them from having nukes. That's been openly talked about, or widely reported, I should say. So they need an excuse for that. Well, hey, perfect excuse would be to have one of these naval drones set off a dirty bomb explosion over a U.S. city. Doesn't even have to be a nuke, just a dirty bomb, something that's got radioisotopes, which are invisible, so people freak out. The media then is like, oh, everybody's, you know, you're going to die from radiation. Iran attacked us with nuclear material. And then, see, then you have the fear campaign again. That's how it always works. It's a psyop to create fear, to drive people into supporting something that the government wants to do. That's how this works. And that's almost certainly how it's going to work again in one form or another. All right, so what's another scenario? Well, not hard to imagine. You know where Lyme's disease came from? It was a bioweapon developed by the U.S. government on Plum Island. I interviewed a journalist who investigated this many years ago. It's one of many agricultural bioweapons that have been developed by the United States government that were designed to be unleashed against the Soviet Union or other nations, China, in order to destroy their agricultural output. So these are bioweapons that can be in the form of ticks or parasites or mosquitoes or, you know, screw worms or whatever. Drones are the perfect vehicle to drop those. They can drop them on America to destroy the U.S. food supply in order to achieve mass famine and mass death. Would they do that? Of course they would. I mean, they've been at war against the U.S. food supply since the days of COVID. They were using fake PCR tests to go in and shut down, you know, chicken farms. Oh, you need to burn your million chickens. One of them tested positive for chicken COVID or whatever, bird flu. It's all made up. It's all fiction. And then the farmer would be ordered to murder, you know, a million chickens. Sometimes it was 2 million chickens. And they would comply, and, you know, the state authority would order it, and public safety. Folks, your government is terrorizing you. They want you dead. And whether they use drones to do it, or bioweapons, or fake cyber attack against the power grid, or financial collapse, or dirty bombs, or domestic nuclear detonation, or whatever, faked alien invasion, whatever it takes, they're willing to do it. They've proven that. If they were going to be honest with us, they would have told us that they're running these drones over New Jersey. Obviously, they're keeping it from us. They don't want us to know. Obviously, because they're going to use it against us. They want us dead. Very clear. I mean, they built SARS-CoV-2 and shipped it off to Wuhan and gave them money to add gain of function to it and then use that technology to put it into the vaccine in a, you know, various forms, mRNA form, in order to turn human beings into walking bioweapons that shed on other people and make people sick with basically biotoxins that are produced by people who are injected. They've turned human beings into walking bioweapons, basically a sort of a mobile replicating bioweapon machine. Every human being that got the mRNA is potentially a walking bioweapon. The studies have proven that. Children's Health Defense just had a study out that showed that women who were just near other women, like unvaccinated women who were near other people who got vaccinated, showed menstrual problems, clearly caused by spike protein shedding or something similar to that, some kind of shedding from the vaccines. This technology was investigated back in the late 1990s and early 2000s under apartheid. It was called a self-replicating vaccine weapon for depopulation of blacks in South Africa. This is not even a conspiracy. It's widely known that self-replicating vaccines, it was touted as one of the top 10, you know, most important technologies for humanity, to have self-replicating vaccines so that everybody could be vaccinated, even the ones who refuse. And they were developing it in South Africa to kill the blacks, okay? Now they're just killing everybody. It's the only thing that's really changed. And well, and it's more advanced, mRNA technology now. But they're just trying to kill everybody, including you. So if you wonder what's flying around, you wonder what's going on, it's very simple. You can understand it all. It's just they're trying to kill you. They're just doing it in different ways. That really is the answer to almost everything you're seeing. But thanks for listening. If you want to stay informed on these and other topics, follow my podcast at brightown.com, or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com, where we are now posting every 6 hours, roughly, on the weekdays, and every 12 hours on the weekends. So we've doubled our publishing schedule, naturalnews.com, a lot more breaking news there. Check it out. Be safe, stay informed, and thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, and I want to share a little nutritional secret with you. So you know I drink these smoothies every day. I make these out of avocados and bananas and whey protein.
I put some other powders in them as well. I put a little black cumin seed oil in there and some vitamin D drops and things like that. But what I've added today into my smoothie, because we now have it available in our store, is called Golden Milk. And I know it's kind of a funny name, but it's orange. It's golden orange colored because it's got a lot of turmeric in it. But let me show you this. I've got it on my desk here. There it is in the canisters there on the right and left-hand side. Golden Milk powder canisters. Of course, it's certified organic and laboratory tested, but if you show my screen, I want to walk you through some of the ingredients. This is incredibly delicious. It's great for the fall season here too, but it's made with organic coconut milk powder and then organic date sugar, which is a low glycemic natural sweetener. And then the functional herbs are, you've got curcumin, which is an extract from turmeric. You've got organic turmeric root powder, organic ginger root powder for that spice, that fall spice, ashwagandha powder, which is an adaptogen that's really potent, and then cinnamon powder gives it that just delicious flavor. Cinnamon, by the way, is used a lot in traditional Chinese medicine, and it has its own health properties. All this together is called Organic Golden Milk Superfood. You can take the powder and you can blend it into water, or you can blend it like I did with avocados and bananas. You can blend it with cashews to make like a cashew milk, like a superfood fall eggnog nutrition drink. You know, there's no eggs in it, and it's not all sugared up like typical eggnog. It's way better than eggnog, but it's great for the fall season. Or you can use almond milk or any other kind of milk or raw cow's milk, whatever you have, fresh milk off the farm. Mix this with it and you will have a superfood extravaganza that has so many functional benefits, it's too many to even name. Now, in addition to that, here's what else we have available at the Health Ranger store. I just mentioned ashwagandha. We have an ashwagandha liquid extract available right now too. Here it is. It's organic liquid extract, 2 fluid ounces. This is a super high-end extract that's extracted with a combination of alcohol, water, and glycerin. And as a result, because of those three different, quote, solvents or, you know, carriers, you actually extract more of the nutrients from the ashwagandha root than just using one of those. So this is available now, and it's really fantastic. And if you show my desk, I want to mention a couple other things. We have astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, now back in stock for the first time in a long time. That is a fat-soluble carotenoid that has extraordinary properties. If you haven't yet tried astaxanthin and just observe what it can help with in terms of your mobility and joints and cognitive protective support, things like that, try astaxanthin. I think you'll be really amazed at what it can do for you. In addition, we have the Boku Superfood formulation now in stock for the first time. This organic superfood is it's based on the original Boku formulation, but it's been upgraded, enhanced with our sourcing, our laboratory testing, and the result is now the combination Boku Superfood, Health Ranger Store, you know, combo formulation and lab testing product. Available for the first time, plant-based, high-density nutrition, ready to blend into water or milk or anything like that. It's available for the first time at our store. And then finally, if you go back to my desk, yeah, we've got ginger latte powder, which is, you know, more of a sort of coffee-themed drink there that's also quite delicious. And then we also have there in the brown label, the organic freeze-dried crunchy munchies, banana, apple, cinnamon. And these are fruit and herb purees that are freeze-dried into little snack chunks. And they're called crunchy munchies. They're fun to eat. Kids love them too. And the ingredients are just incredibly clean and nutritious. We also have a banana strawberry flavor available in the crunchy munchies as well. So a great snack, a great travel food. All of this and much more is available now at healthrangerstore.com. And also don't want to forget iodine, because everybody's freaking out about the risk of nuclear war right now. And sure enough, we've got nascent iodine available at the store. This is the cap version because the caps last much longer than the droppers, but you can also buy this with a dropper in it, or you can get bulk deals with this. You can buy like 6 bottles with caps right here, a 6-pack. And this stuff is going to just disappear off the shelves the minute, you know, let's pray it doesn't happen, but the minute war escalates even more between Russia and Ukraine, especially if somebody starts launching nukes, or even if Israel starts launching nukes, which could happen on any given day, it seems, but you won't be able to find nascent iodine on the shelves. So get it now while you can. And when it's relatively affordable and available, we've got it right now. We're shipping right now out of our warehouse in Central Texas. So thank you for all your support. Shop at healthrangerstore.com for all your nutrition needs. And you can find many different products that we have available, hundreds to choose from that are health and nutrition. We've got hundreds of different products to choose from, themed on health and nutrition and superfoods, even personal care products. We've got freeze-dried crunchy munchies and also storable food, certified organic storable food, you know, various nutritional supplements. Yes, we test everything for glyphosate. We test it for heavy metals. We test for microbiology contamination, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, other testing as well. So we do more testing than anybody that I know of in this business. And so you can rest assured that whatever you purchase from our store is ultra clean, ultra tested, and has very high density nutrition without all the crazy high toxic heavy metals that are very commonly found in products like turmeric and ginger and moringa and many others. So, hey, as I say about the other nutritional product providers out there, if they're not testing for heavy metals, they're selling heavy metals. You got to test for it, because heavy metals contamination is like crazy common in certain types of foods and supplements like turmeric. So we have a laboratory tested, certified organic. Thank you for supporting healthrangerstore.com, and know that every purchase helps support our platforms like Brightown.com, Natural News, Brightown.io, our decentralized free speech platform, Brightown.social, and much more, including our AI project, Brightown.ai. So thank you for all your support. God bless you all. Take care.